This is KUT. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has threatened to cancel state grants to Travis County over the sheriff's new immigration policy. The governor has called it short-sighted and, quote, a dangerous game of political Russian roulette. But as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey explains, it's totally legal.
I don't blame you if you missed the news. On Friday, while a lot of other things were going on, newly elected Travis County Sheriff Sally Hernandez took to YouTube to make an announcement.
I'm Sally Hernandez, your Travis County Sheriff, and I would like to take this opportunity to explain how the Travis County Sheriff's Office will work.
Hernandez goes on to say one of her first acts of sheriff will be to reverse the immigration policy of her predecessor. She will not detain those booked into the Travis County Jail at the request of the Federal Immigration Agency, or ICE. At first, it might seem like the sheriff saying, I'm going to ignore federal law.
This is immigration law. It's one of the most complicated areas of the law out there, often compared to, like, the tax code.
Stephanie Taylor's an immigration lawyer with firm Hansen and Taylor. But she says in this case, the law on ICE detainers is not that complicated.
Even a plain reading, it's like plain language reading of the detainer statute and law, I mean, says it's clear that it's not mandatory.
The detainers do not require any evidence that someone's actually deportable. It's basically ICE sending a memo over to the Travis County Sheriff's Office and saying, hey, we want to check on this guy. Can you hang on to them for a while until we can come get them?
Robert Painter is the interim executive director of American Gateways, a nonprofit providing immigration legal aid. As he explains, ICE detainer requests are just that, requests to detain someone. And doing so could actually open Travis County to a lawsuit.
When you are complying with the request, you are instituting a second arrest or extending an arrest at the request of ICE without any probable cause.
One Pennsylvania county was sued for holding a man after he posted bail because ICE requested they do so. The man was released 3 days later after ICE determined it had wrong information and he was indeed a U.S. citizen. In his letter to Sheriff Hernandez, Governor Abbott argued that her new policy would endanger citizens. If ICE detainer requests are denied, criminals and undocumented immigrants could be released on bail. Hernandez says she will go ahead with detainer requests in the case of someone charged with murder, sexual assault, or human trafficking, and in cases where ICE has a warrant. Governor Abbott stands by his threat to disqualify Travis County from receiving certain grants because of the new policy. In 2015, Abbott changed the requirements for some of these grants, barring local entities that do not recognize ICE detainers from applying. Travis County stands to lose $1.8 million in grants. Currently, that money pays for things like drug diversion and family drug treatment. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.